Mr. Lutke.
Paramedic station.
Good afternoon. Today we have a renewal of our lease for the Lincoln Station, Paramedic Station 101. The term of the lease would be 5 years, beginning on January 1 of 2010. The lease includes a 3% rent increase each year for the life of the lease. The new rent on January 1 would be $927. That equates to between $28 and $30 per year over the term of the lease.
And what's the term? How many years?
5 years.
5 years, okay, I missed that.
Is that the glamorous one?
Yes, we were there.
Okay.
I have a motion for your consideration.
If there's no question, you can read the motion, please.
Okay, the motion is that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between Lincoln Community Hall Incorporated and Sussex County, Delaware for use of a portion of the building owned by them as described therein by Sussex County EMS as Paramedic Station 101.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the Paramedic Station lease renewal. Is there any discussion?
How much money was that? Shouldn't that have been in the motion, how much we're going to pay?
Yes, sir. That's the
$927 a month.
It's in the lease. $927 beginning on January 1. It's currently $900.41.
Any other questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Lutke. Mr. Izzo.
What's your station now?
Lincoln Avondale, somewhere in the area.
Yes,
good afternoon. I have a couple items on my agenda this afternoon, and they're all in regard to the Angola Sanitary Sewer District. We are passing around the bid results of a contract that we opened on October 8th. In Angola, we anticipate six separate construction contracts. In this case, this would be contract number two. We received eight bids, and out of the eight bids, I'm going to state that I believe six were good, hard, responsive bids that were seeking to win the bid. I think that still indicates that we have a deep contractor pool. However, on the street right now, we also have two Oak Orchard bids, one additional Angola bid. We have three other Angola bid contracts to put on the street, as well as the final Oak Orchard bid. We have the woods on Woodlands and Millsboro and the Inland Bays treatment plant expansion. So we're putting a lot of things on the street to meet the stimulus deadline of February 17, 2010. And as we move through this, I become more concerned that our contractor pool will be lessening when that happens and our bid prices go up. But as I stand here in front of you today, you can see that we received a low bid from A.P. Kroll and Son of Georgetown, Delaware, $3,725,482. Our engineer's estimate was $4.1 million, so we're still receiving bids below our estimates. One thing that we are looking to do is when I put these contracts out on the street, and we're starting with the Oak Orchard contracts, we're allowing for what we refer to as flexible start dates, allowing the contractors to bid now, but maybe put off the date a little further in the future when they would actually start construction, and that does meet the stimulus requirements. But that may allow some of our current contractors that are bidding these contracts to say, wait a minute, I can not only bid the Angola contract, I can come back and bid another contract and keep my employees working. So hopefully that's going to...
You're saying that some, like A.P. Kroll, if they get this bid, which it appears they will, they may not have the manpower to be able to bid on anything
or
else.
Bonding capacity.
Bonding, okay. So a number of things could eliminate them on any... I got you.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're in Angola, they're entrenched. Another Angola contract might be, okay. You know.
And every project practical. You're throwing out on the street is a stimulus project?
That is correct, yeah.
Well, it's encouraging to see a local company
get
this. I know down in Johnson's Corner, the Selbyville company, Bunting and Murray, was able to get that contract. So keeping those dollars here in Sussex County is encouraging, even though you have no control over that.
That's correct. And also, you know, our experience as a local contractor seem to care a little bit more about customer relations, working with the public, working with DelDOT. So that's also a benefit to us as well.
Great.
Wonderful.
Would you like to read that motion?
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants Whitman, Reckwart and Associates LLP in the engineering department, that Sussex County project number 09-16, Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck Park, the cove on Herring Creek, and pump station number 320 and pump station 321 be awarded to AP Kroll & Son, Inc. of Georgetown, Delaware at the base bid amount of $3,725,482, contingent upon the receipt of approval from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control and/or the Rural Utility Service.
Could I get that motion, please?
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the bid award in the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District Contract 0916. Any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. This leads us into our next item, which is a proposed construction administration and inspection agreement with Whitman, Reckwart and Associates. And with us today, we have Mr. Mike Gilbert, who is will be the lead project manager for the construction inspection. He also tells me he's recently been appointed as the girls' basketball coach at the Delmarva Christian School. So, volleyball, excuse me. I apologize. I hope you can fit us into your busy schedule. Also, I have Mr. Brad Hawks, who, as always, represents Sussex County in the administration of the construction from the county end. Brad's not coaching anything that I know. Okay. This proposed contract amendment is going to accomplish two items. We had originally approved a design contract in the amount of $1,575,000. However, we're proud to say that we actually have brought that in under budget. We are going to save approximately $475,000. So this designed amendment will reduce the original design contract from $1.5 million down to $1.1 million. So that'll benefit the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District users. Secondly, we are proposing to perform construction inspection administration with Whitman, Reckwart and Associates of $1,538,000. And that's based upon the six contracts we'll have under construction, which estimated construction cost is about $26 million. And based upon that number, that's about 5.9% of construction. And we like to see it around 6%, so we're under that. But as always, we're working on a time and material basis. And with good scheduling and working with staff, I believe once again we can bring that in under budget as well.
Any questions for Mr. Izzo? Do you have a motion, Mr. Izzo?
Yes, I do. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the Sussex County Council President be authorized to execute contract amendment number 13 to its original contract with Whitman, Reckwart and Associates LLP for the South Coastal Planning Area for construction administration and project representation of the Angola Sanitary Sewer District Collection and Conveyance System at a cost not to exceed $1,538,502.
Could I get that motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the construction administration amendment for the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Izzo. As you recall, Mr. Robertson administered the public hearing for the LT Associates, and he will be joining us for old business.
President?
Yes, Mr. Vincent.
I'd like to make a motion.
Yes, Mr. Vincent.
This has been 30 days, I think, so like I said, we had our hearing. And I have been reading all of the documents we got presented to us by both parties. And I think that, in fact, I know I need more time. I'm not comfortable yet with reading all this stuff and having answers. I have asked some questions of Mr. Lank and Mr. Robertson, which I got answered back from them. There's some more subjects I want to still address, so I will make a motion this time. We table this for 60 days.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second to table. By rules of order, I believe that has to be voted on immediately.
Now, do we really need 60 days?
Mr. Robertson, is that an issue that needs to be voted on immediately, or can there be discussion?
On a motion to table under Mason's manual, which governs how county council operates, there's a motion, a second, and there's no debate. It's just a vote, and if there's three affirmative votes, that motion carries the day.
Okay. We have a motion on the table, on the floor to table the old business item, change of zone, 1690 LT Associates LLC, which according to our county attorney is now right for a vote. Ms. Deaver.
I would like to give Mr. Vincent every opportunity to research this to his satisfaction, but I'm very disappointed, therefore I will vote no.
Mr. Vincent, yes. Mr. Wilson,
yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yeah, I just hope everybody gives everybody the same courtesy if we run into this situation in the future, so I'll vote yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Grant request, Ms. Webb.
Only one today.
House is clean.
Mm-hmm.
The Dr. Martin Luther King celebration.
Yes, they're looking for $1,500.
We'd ask the folks in the audience, if you are leaving, to try to do so quietly. Ms. Deaver?
They're looking for a $1,500, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And this is a countywide celebration?
Is this the one, Mrs. Webb, that's...
Scholarship, I believe.
Scholarship.
Yeah.
The proceeds go to work scholarships for Sussex County seniors.
In high school. High school seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is this for scholarship money or just for the event they have, like in February or something?
For scholarship money.
This is a new item?
It does say quite clearly on our agenda it's for event expenses.
Oh, really? And I put that, so I could be...
Well, I spoke to Marjorie Biles, and she said it was for scholarships for seniors, so...
And their letter says that.
Mm-hmm.
Scholarship.
Yes, scholarships from seniors. Okay.
Seniors. Mm-hmm.
And those scholarships are eligible to any senior from any high school district in the county.
We can defer, and I can get explicit that they did not specify a specific school. They left it Sussex County High School seniors.
Yeah, I mean, that's
so I would guess anybody that would apply could apply, and
right,
they would qualify.
We've done this year after year with the Martin Luther King Association.
I would think
they have
on
a
feet
long
by
list
now.
Of receiving grant.
I certainly am not opposed to this. I just question, I wonder, do we need to defer it and have it in the agenda say it's for what it's for, not celebration of the day?
I don't think we've done it in the past, and we've done it for I don't know how many years, but I don't.
Okay.
I don't really see a reason.
Is there any reason okay, I'm fine. That's
no,
good.
I don't.
That's cool.
Awesome.
I'm good with that.
So what is the motion, Ms. Deaver? You'd like to give $1,500?
Is it?
No, not that much.
What are they asking for?
$1,500.
What is that, $300
Mr.
each?
Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a countywide. It's an event.
Countywide.
They do hold it.
It is countywide.
They do hold it, I think, at the Bay Center. Don't they hold the Bay Center? Because it's the biggest facility around, I think. But anyway, I'll make a motion. We give $300 each.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to give $300 from each Councilmatic account for scholarships associated with the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration. Any discussion? Not. We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
There are none.
Any additional business brought before the county? There is none from the public. Council has an executive session. If I could get a motion to recess.
Yes, I'll so move that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Excuse me.
Can you specify for what?
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, what is it for?
Pending and potential litigation for the record. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Oh, I think I